This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. By the time a business decides to pull the plug, almost nobody's surprised. Handwriting has been on the wall, as it were. But it does very much depend on what kind of business we are talking about. Sweetbriar College near Lynchburg, Virginia, has been around for 114 years, but the school announced yesterday this academic session will be its last. It's been losing students and money for years, as Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
These are tough times for liberal arts colleges.
Fewer and fewer students want what they sell.
Victor Farrell is the former president of Beloit College and the author of Liberal Arts at the Brink. Gone are the days, he says, when kids and their parents are willing to pay for languid afternoon classes spent debating philosophy on a leafy quad. Today, says Farrell,
education is very focused on a good job.
In a recent survey of college freshmen, more students said they chose to go to college to get a better job than to get a general education. Sweetbriar had other headwinds. It's rural, so there are fewer opportunities for socializing and internships. And it's all women. Marilyn Hammond is the interim president of the Women's College Coalition.
Getting women to consider a women's college at the beginning of their search is challenging.
Enrollment at Sweetbriar has been falling. So is the percentage of tuition and fees its students pay. The college has an endowment of around $85 million, which helps cover operating expenses. But it's not enough.
Sweetbriar's been struggling against financial obstacles for several decades.
Dr. Jimmy Jones is the college president.
If there were a magic wand, we would have found it. There's not one.
Victor Farrell, the former Beloit president, thinks the future of higher ed is a future with fewer true liberal arts colleges. Most, he thinks, won't go the way of Sweetbriar. They'll instead become more career-focused.
They'll teach you how to do this and how to do that.
And all those leafy quads will have more room for Frisbee. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
More from Dr. Jones, the president of Sweetbriar, when he talks to our David Gura on the Marketplace Morning Report tomorrow.